Hey, my wise young friend. Ready to find out what's happening in the world today?
Hey there. You know, I'm always ready to learn, but remember, I'm not a little kid. What's on the agenda for today?
Well, first off, let's talk about Novo Nordisk. They've hit a historic high on the stock market and have become the 12th most valuable company in the world, all thanks to the results of early clinical trials of new weight loss drugs. Can you believe it?
Wow, that sounds impressive. But let's not forget about other news. The Gaza Strip is now being connected to Europe through a humanitarian sea corridor. They're planning to deliver aid using an American military ship. What do you think about that?
This sounds like a big step forward. And another piece of news, the former president of Honduras has been found guilty of conspiring with drug traffickers and has been sentenced to life imprisonment in the USA.
Blimey, that's serious. Well, let's discuss all of this in more detail.
Sure, seek, Ayesha. All right, let's talk about the Lawrence Group. Do you know who they are? They're an American pop soul group founded by siblings Clyde and Gracie Lawrence. They've been singing, performing, and writing songs together since they were kids. Remind you of anyone? Yep, just like Billy and Phineas. Their song I'm Confident That I'm Insecure in the acoustic version on Spotify is something else. It's upbeat, yet paradoxically gives you a boost of confidence. What do you think about that, my friend? Archie-sipe. Have you ever wondered why the stocks of some companies are growing so rapidly? For example, take the Danish pharmaceutical company Novo Nordisk.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them. They're known for their diabetes and weight loss medications, Ozempic and Wegovy, right?
Absolutely. And their stocks have surged by 10%, reaching a historic high, surpassing Tesla's market capitalization. Now they're the 12th most valuable company in the world.
Wow, that's impressive. But why did their stocks grow so much?
They've announced the results of early clinical trials, showing that one of their weight loss drugs in development could be more effective than Wegovy. I'm talking about amycretin pills, which helped participants lose an average of 13% of their body weight in 12 weeks. For comparison, patients taking Wegovy and Ozempic injections lost about 6% of their weight in the same time.
That's twice as much. But what if I tell you that's not all? Novo Nordisk has also announced that they are planning to go beyond diabetes and weight loss medications and start developing drugs for the treatment of cardiovascular diseases.
Wow, that sounds like a big step forward. But do they have any solid grounds for such plans?
Yeah, recent research showed that the drug Wegovy reduces the risk of serious heart problems by 20%. 20%, mate!
Well, that's really impressive. And it looks like Novo Nordisk will soon become the first pharmaceutical company in the world, with a market capitalization exceeding $1 trillion. They're predicting that sales of Ozempic and Wegovy will increase by 26% this year. But you know what's the funniest part? To afford these medications, you need to earn more. And who wants to work when you can just laze around, read books, and watch the mint grow in the pot on the windowsill?
Wow, that sounds like a success. But there's one catch. It's that after stopping the injections, you can easily and quickly return to your previous weight. In one study, 327 adults took Wegovy for 68 weeks to lose weight, and a year after stopping the treatment, participants regained about 75% of the weight they had previously lost.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but what can you do? Although, a reader wrote to me saying that her mom lost weight with this medication, started going to the gym, eating right, and the weight didn't come back. So the takeaway is this. To lose weight with Wegovy and then stop, you still need to make some changes to your lifestyle and attitude towards food and exercise.
Or you could take Wegovy for the rest of your life, although it's pricey, around $270 a week.
Well, then you need to earn more, mate. But who wants to work when you can just laze around, read books, and watch the mint grow in the pot on the windowsill? I don't know what to do, but Novo Nordisk definitely knows what it's doing. Haha. So work harder or start exercising, mate. But you know what? Speaking of food and healthy living, have you ever wondered why cabbage is becoming more and more popular?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I read that they've even started making cabbage rolls in American restaurants. QZ and NYT even wrote about how stuffed cabbage is becoming more and more popular. They called it the humble vegetable that has finally got its moment of fame.
Hate cabbage? That's just awful. I love cabbage too much to let anyone speak about it like that. But you know what's even more interesting? NYT recently published an article titled, "The Coolest Menu Item at the Moment is... Cabbage?"
Wow, that's a twist. Cabbage is on trend. They even write that cabbage is the new bacon. And they're talking about different types of cabbage heads. It all probably started with kimchi, the Korean fermented cabbage, and the Caraflex, the cabbage variety we talked about before.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about it when you didn't even know it was called Caraflex. It's an absolutely delicate, crunchy cabbage that makes a really tasty salad. I thinly slice it, sprinkle some salt, give it a little massage, drizzle some oil, and it's ready. You can grate some carrots into the salad, chop up some cucumbers, or add some herbs. But it's delicious all on its own.
It's interesting how versatile cabbage is, mate. You can bake it, stew it, grill it like steaks, make salads out of it, wrap various fillings in its leaves, ferment it with spices, and stuff it. In short, people love it in every possible way.
You know, it's funny how in the article they don't come right out and say it, but they talk about how cabbage used to be considered a boring food for poor people, and now the rich are eating it in the best restaurants in New York. Goodness gracious. Maybe it's not about the cabbage. How could they have overlooked this fabulous vegetable? I just don't understand.
Yeah, that's really amazing. But it seems like tastes are changing, and what used to be considered boring is now becoming trendy. And that's great, because cabbage is really good for your health.
IKEA. All right, my little genius, ready to discuss some world news? Let's start with Ukraine. They've been at war for 747 days now. On Friday, the 8th of March, Zelensky met with Erdogan in Istanbul. Erdogan suggested holding a peace summit in Turkey with Russia's participation, but Zelensky said it wouldn't work and that a detailed and fair plan should be developed first, together with civilized countries at the World Summit in Switzerland.
I wonder why he doesn't want to invite Russia to the World Summit.
Zelensky reckons Russia is just blocking, destroying, killing, and he doesn't expect any results with them at the summit. During his visit to Turkey, the Ukrainian president visited a shipyard where two corvettes are being built for the Ukrainian Navy.
Corvettes? Are those some kind of warships, mate?
Yeah, my little admiral. Corvettes are military combat ships. And here's another interesting piece of news. In the U.S. Congress, they are developing a new project to aid Ukraine, which proposes providing financial assistance in the form of a loan.
Wow, that sounds serious. And what's happening in Gaza?
The U.S. and the EU are planning to connect the Gaza Strip with Europe through a maritime humanitarian corridor, through which humanitarian aid will be delivered. The deliveries will be sent from the territory of Cyprus. According to the Pentagon, the construction of the temporary pier will involve 1,000 people and will last for 60 days.
But can the residents of the Gaza Strip wait that long?
Good question, mate. Before this, humanitarian aid to the southern sector was coming in very small quantities through the border crossings. And just a week ago, American planes started dropping food supplies in Rafah from the air. On Friday, there were reports that, according to some data, during one of these drops, a crate of humanitarian aid fell on people. 5 people died.
Wow, that sounds scary. I hope they find a safer way to deliver aid.
Yeah, that's important. But let's move on to another topic. There was a recent case in Russia that raised some questions for me. A Russian woman visited her parents from the U.S., and she was detained for transferring $50 to the Ukrainian Armed Forces from her American account. Now she's facing 20 years in prison on charges of treason.
How did they find out that she transferred money to Ukraine from her foreign account?
Rights activists believe that the FSB officers simply confiscated the girl's phone, opened her banking app, and found the necessary transaction there. It's simple. If a law enforcement officer doesn't like you for some reason, they detain you, take your phone, install Telegram on it, subscribe you to an extremist channel, leave a comment discrediting the army, and that's it.
Wow, that sounds like the plot of a detective series. But it's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah, the world is full of dangers. But we can always find something good in it if we look for it. First, you know, mate, there was an interesting meeting recently. Orban met Trump on the 8th of March in Florida. Can you believe it?
Wow, that sounds like the beginning of a political thriller. What happened next?
Well, after meeting Trump, Orban headed to Turkey for a forum. There he shared his impressions and said, "The only serious chance for peace is if he can return and make peace. Otherwise, the war between Ukraine and Russia will be long."
Wow, that sounds serious. So he thinks that Trump can help establish peace?
Yeah, that's right. Orban believes that Trump's return is a prerequisite for a strong and swift peace on the European continent. He even said, "We need leaders in the world who are respected and who can bring peace. He is one of them. Come back and bring us peace, Mr. President." But you know what's the funniest thing?
What's that all about then?
Trump is no longer the president, but it seems like Orban still hopes for his influence. A strong and swift peace, huh? Orban being Orban. You know, mate, The political life is full of amusing twists and turns. For instance, there's this situation in Honduras. Have you heard about it?
Go on, spill the beans.
So, mate, Juan Orlando Hernandez, a 55-year-old citizen of Honduras, was the president of this country for two terms, from 2014 to 2022. But 3 months after stepping down as head of state, he was extradited to the U.S.
Wow, that sounds serious. And what's happening in Gaza?
Well, the other day he was found guilty of conspiring with drug traffickers. Hernandez collaborated with drug traffickers, received million-dollar bribes from them, and used his military and national police to ensure that tons of cocaine flowed into the U.S. without hindrance. Sounds like a movie plot, doesn't it?
Absolutely, spot on.
And in court, Hernandez said that almost all political parties in Honduras received money from drug lords. But of course, he didn't take any money himself. I guess he was just helping them out of pure enthusiasm, right?
Of course, mate.
Yeah, but the drug traffickers testified against him, saying that Hernandez enthusiastically defended the world's biggest cocaine dealers, including the Mexican drug lord El Chapo, who is currently serving a life sentence in the U.S.
So did they also sentence him to life?
Yeah, and now they'll be hanging out with El Chapo. You know why some people cling to power with blue fingers? Because if they let go, they'll just be thrown in jail for life a couple of months after their term ends.
Wow, politics is a dangerous game, isn't it?
Moving on to the news from Pakistan. Have you heard about the 22-year-old lad who got sentenced to death for blasphemy?
Yeah, mate, I heard about that. He sent some pictures to his mate on WhatsApp, and they had some disrespectful words about the Prophet Muhammad and his wives.
And what happened was, his mate, who's only 17, saw these pictures and, by the looks of it, found them quite amusing. And you know what happened to him?
Yeah, mate, that's right. The Pakistani court sentenced him to life imprisonment, didn't they?
Yeah, mate, that's right. And you know why he wasn't sentenced to death? Because he's underage. Life imprisonment.
Blimey, it's truly astonishing. Seems like the gods don't forgive insults, eh?
And as I tell you about this case, I realize that in some countries, presidents behave the same way. They don't allow any criticism of themselves and punish anyone who dares to insult or offend them through the courts.
In connection with this, it reminds me of what a 71-year-old Russian deity recently said. Russia is directly governed by God.
Haha, I read that line and was just amazed by its absurdity and hilarity. How on earth does he imagine that? Directly.
Well, that does sound absurd, but I guess everyone's entitled to their own opinion, eh?
You know, talking about deities and blasphemy reminds me of a story from when I was in a pub in London. It was a Saturday evening. My friend from Belarus and I popped into my favorite pub, the one I usually go to on my own.
Wow, you go to the pub on your own? Isn't that boring?
No, not at all. The pub is always lively and cheerful, and Sam works there. He's a friendly, dark-haired, curly guy from New Zealand who came to London to study economics. Sam wears thin, round-framed glasses, almost like Harry Potter's.
Oh, that's brilliant. Does he know you?
Yeah, he's always pleased to see me. When we walked in, he said, "Hello, Olga. Oh, you've brought a mate with you." And I introduced him to my friend from Belarus who came to visit me for the weekend.
And what did he say, mate?
He was really surprised and said, "Popped over for the weekend, did she? Wow, that's brilliant." And asked what we'd like to drink. I ordered us two glasses of Sauvignon Blanc.
Is this wine, mate?
Yeah, that's the wine you find in every pub. He asked us if we wanted medium or large glasses. I said medium. But 2 minutes later, Sam placed two large glasses of white wine in front of us.
Did he make a mistake, mate?
No, he said it was his treat to celebrate his friend from Belarus coming over. It was really sweet of him.
Wow, that sounds like a cracking evening, mate.
Yeah, it was a really, really lovely 1.5 days. I hadn't seen my mate for so long. And as my favorite character from Harry Potter says, happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light.
Oh, that's a brilliant quote. It fits your story so well, mate.
Yeah, that's exactly what I felt that evening, Dux. Switching from Harry Potter to the topic of movies and music, I recently stumbled upon the amazing music video, Umami Yis Secret by Monotochka. It's just brilliant, and I reckon all mums will find something special in it.
Oh, I've heard of Monotochka. She's really talented, but you forgot to mention that the Oscars were handed out yesterday. You usually keep an eye on that, don't you?
Yeah, you're right. I usually keep a close eye on that event, but this time I was busy watching the movie The Holdovers. And you know what? It turned out to be really cool.
Wow, that sounds great. I've heard about the movie American Fiction 2, and it's supposed to be awesome. Are you planning to watch it?
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it. But you know, sometimes you just want to relax and enjoy the peace and quiet, don't you think?
Agreed. Sometimes a bit of rest is just what we need, you know?